Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome everyone to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We've got an absolutely phenomenal call lined up for you guys this evening. But before we get started, I just wanted to on behalf of Stephanie and myself, wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas, and I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday season. But to get things kicked off tonight, I would like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club Member, six-figure income earner. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am. Thanks, Jeremy, and I hope everyone does have a very happy holiday season. This is Christmas week, and we all have a lot to be thankful for, especially with our prepaid legal business. But prepaid has a whole lot happening right now, and several exciting bonuses are in place, and tonight's special guest speaker are going to be going over those in detail. But to begin our call and to introduce the first guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to one of the original Millionaire Club members with Prepaid Legal. He's a $500,000 ring earner, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and, of course, he's the leader of your More Success team, and that's none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Andy, I'm right here, and am I excited to be on the call tonight? But before I even start about our speaker tonight, I spoke to Wilbur Smith. You know, we always book him for the last Monday of the year, every year, and Mr. Stonecipher for the first one of the next year to kick us off and end it. Wilbur is feeling much, much better, and he said he'll be honored and pleased to be on the call next Monday night because he feels like he'll be able to. He wants to wish you all a Merry Christmas. After saying all that, Randy, these next two people, actually, we're going to have speakers tonight. Husband, wife, works in different areas of prepaid, but very faithful people. But I tell you, man, these people are, I'm going to introduce them properly in just a moment, but they're good Christian people. They're good friends. They're just the kind of people you want around you, but they're also business people. They know what they're doing. They go out there and do it. And our first speaker is going to be the lady of the house, Miss Kathy Pinson. You know, Randy, she's been with the company since 1979. That is a little while, you know. And she's did many numerous roles in prepaid, including she's manager of accounts, the regulatory compliance, vice president and controller, certified public accountant. She's served on the company board of directors for 12 years. She's currently serving as on the corporate marketing team. She's on the casual board of directors. She's vice president of regulatory compliance. I guess I could just go on and on. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know this lady, you're missing a great treat. Like I said, all those other things, but there's much more I could say tonight, but it'd probably take up most of the call. But I would like to introduce you, my friend, Miss Kathy Pinson.
Thank you, Ken, very much. I appreciate all of that you've said. And, you know, I appreciate more than anything else all the friendships that have been made at Prepaid. The people we get to meet, the people we get to talk to, the people we get to know and to associate with and come to love because they are a very special group of people. I've got to admit, you made me feel old by talking about how long I've been there. It has been a while. But as I've told associates...
I apologize publicly at this moment. I interrupted you, Paula, because I know you started at an early age. Was it 9?
Something like that, yeah.
Now my apologies, hope it's accepted. So.
But, you know, as I tell people when I talk with them every day, I started at Prepaid because I needed a job, same as everyone else. I needed to find a way to help provide for my family. But I'm still at Prepaid all these years later because of what I found there, because it is a place where you can develop long-term relationships, a place of integrity like no other place, I think, a place where you do find people that are good, both in the home office and the field, that are just good people, like you say, Ken. And I'm proud to be a part of an organization like that, of an organization that cares for its people, and that the whole concept on which we're founded, the Stonecipher is founded, was the concept of giving people access to justice, something that would help them. And it's something we get to do every day, day in and day out, whether we're in the office or whether we're out in the field working. And it's just something that you can't find a lot of places, the opportunity to do so much good for people while still making a living, but being able to make a difference in so many lives. And I've said again and again, and I think I feel stronger about this every day, is the fact that while it is a good deal for associates, it's a win situation for the providers, a win for the company and our employees there, the people that get the most value are the people that buy the membership. And what a service that you are providing to them when you market the memberships to them, the identity theft plan and the legal services plan. And so I'm still there 31 years later, and I hope to be there a while longer because of what the company is, because of what we're able to do, and because of the relationships and the individuals and people that I have found there. I have no desire to go anyplace else, no desire to do anything different, because I think the company is such a great place to be. And as Randy mentioned, I am going to be talking a little bit about the bonuses, because there are a lot of extra things that can be done during December. First of all, I want to mention the fact that on all your personal sales for the month of December, there is no chargebacks. So that if you make some sales, but there are other chargebacks coming, that you'll still get all of the money for that sale that you personally made. And what a huge bonus that can be for someone during this month. Secondly, for all your new recruits that are still out there, if you go recruit someone brand new, a new Fast Start recruit, and you help them get qualified in their first 5 days, not only do you get the commission overrides and they get the commissions on those memberships they sold, but they're going to get $150 back. And what better way to get them started in the business than to get that first check in their hand for those memberships and to get them their associate feedback in the form of this extra bonus. Not only that, but by helping them qualify, then you qualify for the additional bonuses that are paid out because they have Fast Start qualified. And so if you help your new recruit get qualified in those first 5 days, everyone wins. The company wins because we've got a new associate that's in the game, a new associate that is getting out there and finding out how to market and finding out what a good place prepaid legal can be. But he also gets his Fast Start entry feedback in the form of a $150 bonus for qualifying in those first 5 days, as well as the commissions, and you get your commission overrides, plus you get the new Fast Start bonus because he did Fast Start qualify. And certainly at this time, I know all of us can use that extra money. So hopefully you're out there helping all these new associates get Fast Start qualified. Additionally, there is another bonus that you can earn during the month of December. And to earn that bonus, what you need to do is recruit new people, recruit new Fast Start associates, and sell them a membership. And if you do that, all directors and above, if you get 5 new Fast Start recruits during the month of December, and this was just announced, but it does pertain to anyone that you recruited during December, then not only do you get the commissions on those recruits for the membership that you sold them, you're going to get an additional bonus of $2,500. If you do 8 new recruits with a personal membership during that time, you're going to get you get a bonus of $1,500, and with the commission, that makes a total of $2,500 that you would get. If you do 8 new recruits during that time with a membership, you'll get a $2,600 bonus. And with your commissions on those of $1,600, that's going to be a total of about $4,200 you'll make. For 10 new recruits, it's $3,500 bonus. For 12 new recruits, it's $4,500 bonus. And for everyone that does 15 new recruits, Fast Start recruits, with a membership, there will be a $6,000 bonus pay. Now, it has to be both a new recruit with a new membership. Reinstatements don't count. And if they have an existing membership and you recruit them, that doesn't count in the contest. But for every new recruit with a new membership, and that can be a standalone IDT or a legal plan membership, so those that are in licensed states can still participate and receive a bonus by selling the IDT plan to a new recruit along with that. It does have to be your personal recruit and your personal sale. They have to be recruited and sold by the same person. for this account, but what an incredible amount of money that is out there as far as a bonus for this month to help you and to get everyone started off and get ready for the new year in a big way. One other new incentive that is out there is for group business. And for those of you who market in the group accounts, there has been a new bonus announced, and it will be paid on your group membership through the month of December based on the increase of business you do from the 20th to the 31st. So that everything you wrote from the first part of the month that was processed between December 1st and December 17th is going to be setting your bar for the month of December. And then from December 20th, what we processed to the end of the month through December 30th, then that will be what we gauge as your increase. So, for example, let's say that you have 16 counters and countable sales from December 1st through December 17th. And from December 22nd through December 31st, or from December 18th or 20th, when we started processing today, through December 31st, you sell 22 counters. Then you have a 37.5% increase and would be eligible for the maximum bonus that is going to be paid. And that bonus is going to be for a 5% to a 10% increase. You get a $10 bonus for every group membership or standalone IDT that was sold during the month of December. For a 10% increase to a 15% increase, it's $12.50 bonus. For a 15 to a 20% increase, it's $17.50. For a 20% increase to a 25% increase, it's a $25 bonus. And if you make above a 25% bonus, it's a $35 bonus for each group legal plan or standalone IDT plan. So in the example I gave where the person wrote 16 counters for the first part of the month, 22 for the last part, and had a 37% increase, then they're going to get an extra $35 on each one of the 38 sales, the ones that set the bar and the ones that were the increase, so an additional $1,330. So what an opportunity to make additional money. There's just all sorts of ways for you to get extra additional bonus money during the month of December, and so we want everyone to be able to participate in these, to be able to get some bonuses and be ready to start off the new year with a bang and really running so that we can make 2011 the best year that Prepaid Legal has ever seen in our company's history. And Ken, back to you.
Well, Kathy, that's I think most of the people heard it, but it was just nice to hear it from you, and it's really, really exciting. And, you know, you've been with the company these years. You've been speaking of and everything. And, you know, Kathy, in all those years, you've seen people like myself come along that didn't hardly know how to read and write and be successful in that. Don't you think the opportunity now is 10, 20 times better than when I started in 1984?
I agree, Ken. It's never been better. And we've said that the entire time I've been at Prepaid, and there's not very many companies that you can say that about, that regardless of when you start, the opportunity's never been better. And I honestly do think it is much better today than when you started, much better than it was 5 years ago or 3 years ago. It's just amazing to me to see a company that the more you do, and the more we do, still the better the opportunity gets. You still can get in basically at the ground floor. There's still so much opportunity available at Prepaid.
Actually, there's much more opportunity, Kathy, because you remember back in 84 we had four benefits. You could go around and say you have your attorney your choice, which sounded great, but really it was a good sales pitch that really wound up not being so great because of the way some of the attorneys treated some of the clients. When we went to the system we have now, it's better. The pay went up in 1984. Top pay was $42.60 in the state of Oklahoma, and now the sky is the limit on what the top pay is. You really can write your own check. And, you know, even back then, you know, when I first started out full-time, my first 6 months full-time, I made $48,600 just marketing
a $42.60 top pay. Look at what we've paid now. If that's not a better opportunity, I know the economy's went up. I know all those things. But I tell you what, folks, you try starting out in one time that you had to write 500 sales to get the director. Remember that, Kathy?
I do remember that.
And do you know what stock ended at today? I have no idea, but do you have an idea what ended at today?
It seems like it was just over $63, Ken.
Well, even $60, you and I remember a day when it was 25 cents a share, right?
Absolutely.
And with a lot of days when it's below a dollar. But, folks, if you don't belong to the Stock Investment Club, and I guess it's still available, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes, it is.
You can put in as little as $25 a month. And I don't say this very often, but while Kathy's on, and just let it lay there. And several times, I have other stocks, but several times I wanted to buy a place, I wanted to buy a new car or something. I take it, go up there, and I say, well, this is Stock Investment. I pull out 300 or 400 shares out of that, not because of it. And bambo, there's no telling how much money that I've made off that, just put it in there. Or you can just leave it forever in there, and everybody, you know, stock goes up and down, and what I know about stock is Hereford cattle. But I tell you one thing, I have made thousands and thousands of dollars just belonging to that club. And it gives you a sense of feeling, because once you own one share of stock, you actually do own part of the company. Am I not right, Kathy?
That's correct, yes.
Company becomes part of yours. You can sell so much you're recruiting. I think so much of this company that I own part of it. I don't care if it's 5 shares or 10,000 or 100,000 shares. You do legally do it. I'm sorry, Kathy, I got to start off. But I think, Kathy, you believe like I do, that's one of the best investments, although we can't give investment advice, and I'm not trying to, except from my own viewpoint and from my own self. I think it's one of the better investments that we've ever had.
I agree with you. As Mr. Sunsever says, there's one thing he can tell you for sure, it's going to go up or it's going to go down.
and so you
don't ever know, but certainly it's been a great investment for a large number of people. And the closing price today was a little bit lower than I said, Ken. It was $62.48.
Wow, Kathy, what a deal, $60-something dollars a share. What a wonder. Kathy, I thank you, but I'd like to say it again publicly. I appreciate you very, very much, and, of course, you know how much I thank you, your husband, and thank you so much for your time tonight. I'm sure Randy and Jeremy might want to say a few words if you don't mind. Randy, I turn to you.
All right, Kathy, thank you again for all that you do with prepaid. You've just been such an asset, for so many, many years. I've heard many times people say, or Mr. Stonesire, if you want to know something about prepaid, you need to talk to Kathy Benson. She probably knows more about it than just about anybody. But all the bonuses that you put together, the Players Club, the incentive programs, these Christmas bonuses that are coming on right now, I know you're very instrumental in helping figure all those out. And I just want to tell you how much that we appreciate you. And I know that you're a very, very busy lady, and I appreciate your time spending, with our team tonight.
That was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Jeremy, did you have anything before I go to the next guest speaker? All right, maybe he's not on there. But it's my honor to introduce our next guest speaker. Of course, he's a $100,000 per year ring earner. He's achieved the silver executive director level with Prepaid Legal. He's a millionaire club member with with Prepaid. And, of course, he's been in the business now a little over 21 years. Sometimes when Mr. Moore talks about this gentleman, he calls him Mr. Persistency because his incredible work ethic, he just gets out there day in and day out and does this business. Of course, he's the husband to our first guest speaker, Miss Kathy Pinson, and that's none other than Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Randy.
Harold, I just appreciate you being on. We've got to be friends throughout the years basically because of Prepaid Legal, and that's just another reason to get in prepaid because the relationships that you can build throughout the years. But I'm going to turn the time over to you. I just want you to know how much we do appreciate your friendship. We appreciate somebody, if your work ethic, you don't ever have to, it's just a blessing to have people. You don't have to call and say, are you going to work today? And just knowing that you're out there working and doing a good job and very reputable, and you're just an asset to the company, Mr. Pinson. If you don't mind, I don't know what you had to talk about, really, but I'd like everyone to sort of hear how you got started with prepaid and, what you've been able to do over
Absolutely.
The last few years.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the call tonight, and it's just an honor to be on the More Success team. I couldn't think of any more team that I'd rather be on than Ken Moore's team. In fact, I think we have the best team in all prepaid legal services. And Ken is a great friend and great brother. But how I got started in prepaid legal, my background is in retail. I spent 16 years in the retail business in management. And there's a company that was based out of Oklahoma City, and they're no longer in business. But we had a district manager change in about, in early 1990. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever worked around someone so you had a conflict of your personalities had a conflict with each other. Well, he and I didn't see eye to eye on anything. And one morning he came in the store making one of his little routine visits, and he said, "Well, I'm going to take your store keys." He said, "You still have a job," but I took about a 40% pay cut just like that. And, you know, I was too stupid to quit because I'd been doing that for 16 years. So on my days off, I was going to Oklahoma City looking for other opportunities. After about 2 months, I found another company I was going to go to work for, and they're no longer in business. And I was supposed to start to work for them on a Wednesday, and a gentleman from Prepaid Legal called me on Monday, and he's no longer with the company. But he asked me, he said, "I hear you're living at Oklahoma." I said, "Yes." I said, "I really want to go, but I've got to do what I get to do." And he asked me, he said, "Would you be willing to come down and visit with me for a while?" I said, "Sure. I don't have anything to lose." So I went down and met with the gentleman for about an hour and a half. And he convinced me that I ought to give Prepaid Legal a shot. And in March of 1990, I started full-time with Prepaid Legal. In fact, my first week, I went to a group school. They're at a corporate office, and back then it didn't matter if you lived in Sacramento, California, or if you lived in Orlando, Florida. If you wanted to attend a group school, you had to come to 8 Oklahoma to attend a group school. And the first group, and Mr. Kenmore and Wilburn Smith taught the group schools. And the first school that I attended, there were four people from all across the country came to that group school. And I'm the only one that's left. And this March, I'll be in the business for 21 years, and I don't plan on going anywhere. People always ask me, I wish I'd have got started back in 1990 when you did. I said, "No, you don't," because it was really hard back then. I never will forget, I think the first full day I went out, I made 28 calls. Of course, they were all cold calls. I didn't make a sale that first day, but I did find three people that had the membership. So that roughly told me that one out of every seven people was a sure prospect. So I just kind of built off that. And then, as I mentioned a moment ago, this March I'll be with the company for 21 years, I'll be an associate for 21 years. And I've been able to market almost 9,000 memberships. And even though that may sound like a great sum of memberships, that's not enough. Even if I had sold 45,000 memberships, it still wouldn't be enough. That's basically how I got started, and it's a great opportunity. It's the greatest opportunity out there. And what I'd like to spend just a few minutes on tonight is talking about focus. You know, we go through life, and you know, we have things come up. It seems like we lose our drive. We lose our focus, and I'd like to spend a few minutes on talking about that. And you know, a major reason why people never get what they want is because they lose focus on what is most important. I don't know, Mr. Og Mandina once said, "Too many of us never realize our greatness because we get sidetracked by secondary activity. You know, we decide to go after a goal, and before you know it, we start majoring in minor things. We start dabbling a little over here and a little over there and wind up never getting closer to achieving our goals." And I'm sure I've heard this said several times. You know, a man with one watch always knows what time it is, but a man with two watches isn't quite sure. I thought that was kind of cute. You know, achievers make a conscious effort to stay focused on the things that they really make it that can really make a difference in their goals and lives. And this can be hard at times. You know, we live in a world that's consistently vying for energy and attention. From the moment we get up, you know, we're bombarded by television, internet, emails, telephone. You know, friends wanting us to do that. Go out and play golf. There may be a big bowl game that we may want to attend. You know, I'm not saying not to go to football games or enjoy life, but don't get sidetracked and make that the total focus. You know, we are motivated by the desire to experience pleasure and avoid pain. Because we all want to be happy, we sometimes spread ourselves too thin by engaging in these pleasurable and unproductive activities. You know, if we're not careful, we may unknowingly trade in what we want for the moment for what we want long term. Be wise when spending time and energy in relationships, sports, hobbies, work, and other activities. You know, it's important to have a hobby, but don't let that hobby become an obsession. Spend a little time on that. You know, those items may stand in the way of getting what you really want. You know, achievers know that if they're going to accomplish anything of value, they will need to concentrate on all their energies, concentrate and focus and provide enormous power. Sunlight, when focused through a magnifying glass, will set a leaf on fire. How many of y'all, when y'all were kids, have done that? You know, I used to do it with the red ants. And I used to catch grasshoppers and do that too. Lord, forgive me for that. I used to have barbecue grasshoppers for lunch when I was a kid. But you know, all that same sun may have been shining down the leaf all day. The effect was not as powerful until the sunlight was focused and concentrated. The same is true with your goals. When all your resources are focused on a single purpose, only then do you have the combining power to get what you really want. You know, I'm a big baseball fan, and there's this guy. He took over a team that was terrible. In fact, they came in last in the league. And the new coach goes to the best pitcher on the team, and the first thing he asks the pitcher is, "What's your best pitch?" And the pitcher asked. He told him, "Said, well, I have a good fastball, curveball, and knuckleball." And then the coach told him, "Said, no," said, "What is your best throw?" The pitcher then said that he had a great fastball. The coach immediately told him, said, "That's all I want you to focus on, your whole year, your fastball." Then that next year, they went from the bottom of the league to the top of the league. They won their division simply by them being able to focus on him being able to focus on that one pitch. You know, concentration and focus means that you walk a straight line until that goal is accomplished. In fact, I'll tell you about a gentleman. In fact, he just passed away last week. Some of y'all probably remember Bob Feller. He was known as Bullet Bob, Rapid Robert. He threw the fastest fastball in Major League history. In 1946, he threw a fastball clocked at 107.6 miles per hour at Griffith Stadium. But he was really kind of an entrepreneur when he was just a kid. When he was 9 years old, he was living in Des Moines, Iowa. That's where he was born in a little town right outside of Des Moines called Van Meter, Iowa. But when he was 9 years old, Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig came barnstorming through Des Moines, Iowa to raise money for a local charity. And this charity had Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig autograph 120 baseballs, and they auctioned them off at $5 a piece. You know, that was a lot of money back in 1928. You know, Mr. Feller, he was just a 9-year-old kid. You know, his parents didn't have any money. He grew up on a farm. He milked cows and done chores around the farm. But he wanted one of those balls. He wanted it so badly. So he came up with a scheme that would achieve that. And what he done is, in this county that he lived in, the farms had been overrun with gophers, and they were endangering the alfalfa crops. So the county officials came up with a kind of a bounty, and they offered the residents there 10 cents a pair for each exterminated gopher claw. So he got a friend of his and instructed him and gave him a gunny sack and told him to go over to one of the gopher holes in the alfalfa field and just pull the sack over that gopher hole. And then Bobby took a hose from the exhaust pipe of his dad's 22 Dodge truck to the gopher mound, turned on the truck's ignition, and pulled the choke full throttle. And he was careful not to use all the gas, because back then gas was a whopping 6 cents a gallon. But he done that, and he wound up asphyxiating 50 gophers to get his $5 to buy that autographed baseball. So, you know, he was focused on getting that ball. Bear with me just a minute here. one thing we need to focus on, too, is we need to focus on being on these calls every Monday night. We need to be at every Super Saturday, every weekly briefing that's possible. I'm not always able to make the weekly briefings, but because I'm usually out of town somewhere. But I'm always on the calls. But, you know, another thing about staying focused, you know, it's said that 20% of any group will produce 80% of the overall results, and that's true whether you're marketing prepaid legal or you're selling Amway or Herbalife. And, you know, 20% of all you do usually will have a greater impact than the other 80%. And we need to make sure that our thoughts and our actions are focused on the top 20% of our activities. If you have 10 activities in front of you that need your attention, concentrate on the top two that provide you the greatest payoff. This will account for the 80% of your overall results. And, you know, there's a Mr. Marcus Cunningham. He wrote in a book called Now Discover Your Strengths, stated that people who were truly successful in their chosen profession, from teaching to telemarketing to accounting, discovered that their secret to their success was in the ability to discover their strengths and to organize their lives so that their strengths could be applied. And when pursuing your goals, spend most of your time engaging in areas of your strengths. You know, focus on your strengths and work on your weaknesses. Don't do the other. Don't get reversed. Identify your core genius, then delegate completely to free up more time to focus on what you love to do. And, you know, if you do what you love and love what you do, it's not a job. It's an adventure, and that's what prepaid legal is. Every day when I get up, I'm just thankful for what I do. I think we, each and every one of us, we need to ask ourselves if what you're doing right now is directly helping you achieving your goals. If you realize your strategy or actions are taking you in the wrong direction, you need to change them. There's been things I've had to change over the years, and I've kind of drifted off the path. You know, when it took me 15 years and 7 months to achieve my $100,000 ring. I remember the night that I received my ring, I used the story of the tortoise and the hare. Well, I'm the tortoise prepaid legal, and it doesn't matter how long it takes for you to get this ring or achieve your goal, you need to stick with it. And also, taking on too many activities and roles can steal the necessary times and energy you need to master your craft. It's important that you avoid things that stand in your way and dilute your energies. Like some of us, we probably need to change not hang around some of the people we hang around with so much. And I kind of like what, in kind of wrapping up here, and what Ken Venturi, you know, he was one of the greatest golfers in PGA history. He says, I don't believe you have to be better than everyone else. I believe that you have to be better than you ever thought you could be. And Jim Rohn, I like what he stated. If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. And that's what the corporate world has for folks. You know, they don't have anything for them. And remember this, folks. Even if you fall on your face, you're still moving forward. So don't ever stop moving forward. And I'd just like to challenge each and every one of you, as this year ends and we're facing into going into a new year, write down your goals. Where do you want to be by OKC? And if you haven't registered for OKC, yes, you need to do so. I would do it tonight as soon as I get off this call. Stay plugged in your weekly meetings. Stretch yourself a little bit instead of making it. It's important to make exposures. Instead of making two exposures, make two presentations a day. You know, presentations make some money. And activity creates productivity. So the more people you call on, the more sales that you're going to get. And also, when someone tells you no, they're not telling you no, they're just telling you the time is not right. There's been many, many times when I've had initial no, and I've gone back and checked those people 6 months, 9 months down the road, and something has come up in their lives where they wish they'd have had that membership, and I've been able to close them. And they've also given me referrals. And with that, I think I'll wrap it up. Hopefully, I've been offered a little bit of insight. And I want to also take just a quick moment to wish each and every one of you guys across North America and Canada a very Merry Christmas. And may God's love, peace, and joy be shown through each and every one of us. And God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you, Mr. Benson. I appreciate you being on the call tonight. And, of course, I appreciate your wife, Kathy, and what you both do. You guys are a great tandem with Prepaid Legal. You're just an awesome couple, and we consider you us fortunate to have you as our friends, and especially to have you on our More Success team, Harold. You've always been there, and you've never been one to back away. They ask you what team you're from, and you say, you always have said this in front of everybody. I've heard you mean that. I think I'm with the best team in prepaid.
I don't think I know.
And I appreciate that very much. We appreciate your honesty, and we appreciate your integrity and your work ethic, of course. But thanks, Harold, for the person that you are, and thank you so much for helping out any time that we ask you.
Absolutely. It's my honor.
All right. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore.
Well, Harold, excellent as always. You always have good, solid advice. You are Mr. Persistency, and I think that Linda Bowden, we call her Miss Persistency, and she was so great at it, and you're the counterpart to that, and we appreciate you. We love you and your wife very much. I think you already know that. It's been an honor and a privilege to be your friend all these years, and I hope we have many more to come, and pretty soon we have to go back to the place we eat that steak the other day. Would you not agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But Harold, Merry Christmas. I'll be talking to you before then, of course. But thanks for being on the call tonight. We appreciate it very much. Randy,
well,
do you have some more words to say to the people, or would you like me to close it up?
Just go ahead and close her.
Well, folks, we do want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Our prayers will be with you over the holidays, that you be safe and comfortable. We thank you for being on the call tonight. We thank you for being on our team. We thank you for being our friends. Remember, folks, let's keep putting God first, our family second. Let's work prepaid diligently, but let's keep it third place in our lives. I think we'll all be very successful. Again, we love you. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone. Merry Christmas.